Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on podcast 1492, Rivian unveils their vehicle roadmap and the R2. Stick around, I'll tell you what I know. Also on the show today, Polestar add a referral program. Sony and Honda get together to make an EV, and why Hyundai are killing off the original Ioniq. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Tuesday, 7th of June. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. But let's start with the Jeep, and an all-electric Jeep. We'll get one day, and what will it be called? Well, we might just have an answer to that question. It could be called the Jeepster. Okay, Stellantis, looking at the upcoming battery electric version of the Jeep during an event about their future in March. We got a first look of it then, and today we're getting some news across the desks here that appears to be a leaked but camouflaged production version. According to driving.ca, it's very grainy, it's black and white, it's a spy shot, but it claims to be a mini Jeep. Shared on a forum, doesn't reveal too much apart from the vehicle design, seems in line with the concept that we saw, so it could be real, but it might not. Jeep's internal code is Project 516 or Jeep Junior, but sources who spoke with insiders now say that the small SUV could be called the Jeepster when it arrives, a name used multiple times through Jeep's history, including on the original Willys Overland from 1948 through 50, on a special edition of the Renegade as well, about 2-3 years ago. The electric version, whatever it's called, could well go into production first half of next year. Could well be April, according to some sources. What would you make of that? Are you a Jeep fan? Would you buy a smaller, all-electric Jeep? Would you be the proud owner of a Jeepster? Can't wait to see what they come with. Now we'll talk about Polestar. And referral programs have worked very well in the past. I mean, Tesla have used them to magnificent effect. Back in the day when Tesla wanted to get lots of word of mouth spread, many podcasters, many YouTubers just went hell for leather pushing their referral codes. Many won themselves one, if not two, of the next generation roadsters, which, yes, at the minute are like unicorns because they don't exist and may never exist, according to some people. I'm a little more optimistic. They'll arrive one day, but like some people won $500,000 worth of sports cars. Other people were getting $1,000 off their next car purchase or just lots of free supercharging miles. Tesla used referral programs before they killed them off, didn't need them anymore. Fabulously. Now, Polestar getting in on the act. Not quite the same incentives, though. Launching in the US, Europe, and South Korea, the program allows both the referring customer and those they refer to earn some rewards based on codes in the customer accounts. Now, Green Car Reports say that upon purchase, new customers in Europe and South Korea get charging credits. US customers get a Google bundle. You get a Google Nest Hub and the Nest Mini devices. That's if you're a new customer. And actually, charging credits or charging miles, all very, very useful. But what about if you're the referrer? What if you've already bought yourself a Polestar and you are telling your mates, your friends and family, your work colleagues to go buy one of these brilliant cars? You get rewarded as well. You get Houdini Power hoodie jackets and a sketch by a Polestar designer. Could I just have the free miles as well? I mean, I don't really want a jacket or a sketch. I'd like some free charging, please. But still, if you've got friends and family wanting to buy one, it's worth using a referral code so that they get some pretty decent benefits. Hey, maybe you're in need of some free apparel, and maybe that jacket is right up your street. Not quite as generous as giving away an entire car like Tesla used to, but hey, such was the brilliant way that they managed to become this hype machine. It was incredible back in the day. The referral program, incredibly generous. And, you know, I know so many people that have got a nice set of wheels on their car or a power wall in their garage because of, or just a bazillion miles, which are expiring or have expired because of Tesla referrals back in the day. And heck, did it ever work to spread like wildfire, this recommendation engine of a previously unknown company. Now, what about Sony and Honda going EV? Well, you might think, I've driven Hondas, I know Honda, there's a dealership near me. You might think, I've watched Sony TVs for years, both established names, but no, it turns out they're eyeing an independent joint venture. The head of Sony Group has said the company's planned JV with Honda may hold a public share offering as the two companies prepare to develop EVs together. I quote here from the president of Sony. We shared the view that it is better to make the joint venture independent rather than putting it under Sony or Honda, telling Nikkei Asia in an interview yesterday when asked about the possibility of it going public, an IPO, a share offering, or selling a stake to other companies and other investors, he said that's a possibility. Sony and Honda plan to form this joint venture by the end of the year. They will aim to market their first EVs in 2025 as the Sonda or the Honi or something. Sony will develop the software and the entertainment, the movies, the music, everything inside. Honda will put together the hardware and safety features. It is a match made in heaven in many ways. Both companies can play to their strengths, but hell's bells. Just call it a Honda powered by Sony, you know, or powered by the PS5, or I don't care, but don't call it a new name. So lots of car companies, whether it's through these reverse mergers called SPACs, which have died on their backside, whether it is the falling share price of Rivian or the falling share price of Arrival or the falling share price of Lucid or the falling share price of you fill in the blank, many of these companies at a time pre-inflation, 6 to 12 to 18 months ago, did mega, mega business by creating something saying, we're going to make EVs, loads of them, give us some money. And everyone did. And now no one's got their money or their cars. And Sony and Honda, kind of late to the party, looking at developing an independent company that there'd be an IPO for. Look, just make it a Honda. You know, controlled by Sony, powered by Sony, Sony under the skin, whatever. You can still share the brands because, I mean, thinking of something new, it's such a massive task, and of course it can be done. There's loads of sub-brands. SEAT have got Cupra, and Toyota have got Lexus, and there's so many. You can come to the market with a new brand. Hyundai have got Genesis. They're introducing them to Europe. It's going to be an uphill battle, but they'll do well because the Genesis cars are great and people will get it. But when you've got names like Sony and Honda, I don't know why you wouldn't use them. We'll wait and see. They, as recently as January, were discussing the creation of it being a Sony car. Sony Mobility was the company they created to commercialize the Vision S. That was the not one but two concept vehicles they launched. When it comes to finding a production partner with years of experience and capacity, Honda are definitely up there. The world's seventh largest car maker in terms of vehicles sold in 2021. Sony could burst onto the EV scene with less headaches than those starting from scratch, but time will tell. Pop a link to those stories from Nikkei Asia and The Drive in the show notes for you to read. Now, the end of the road for the Hyundai Ioniq. Not the 5 or the 6 or the 7, but no, the original OG Hyundai Ioniq, the car that was so efficient you could just go and go and go and it would sip the juice. The 2022 Ioniq Hybrid and plug-in hybrids will be the end in July of that name coming out of South Korea. The news stems from an announcement today on Hyundai's European media sites, which is where we found this one, that bids farewell to the original Ioniq. It disappeared from Hyundai's US consumer site already, confirming the news to Car and Driver, did Hyundai. The demise isn't totally surprising, say Car and Driver. Considering that Hyundai phased out the electric model in 2021, it makes sense as they're launching 11 new vehicles by 2030, all called Ioniq something. It's great they owned the trademark to that, and Ioniq's a pretty cool name, so it was always a bit weird when they launched the Ioniq 5 and they had the Ioniq on sale, but we knew that original one would go at some point, and it's so good. And look, I recently got back in the original Hyundai Ioniq, because Richard over at rsimons.co.uk, my buddy who has the car dealer, electric car dealer down here on the south coast in New Milton, close to me, has one that he uses as a runaround, and I needed a car for a bit, and he went, I'll take this, and it's so good, it's everything's powered, the specs are really good, it's got features that you'd expect on a car twice its price. The ADAS was surprisingly good for such an old car, the lane centering, and it was just so good. And of course, enormously efficient, loaded with tech. The second generation one, not so much, because what was the reason? They faffed around with the voltage of the pack and it didn't charge as well. But that original Ioniq, and what was the battery size? 28 kilowatt hours. Somebody will correct me. A brilliant vehicle. I want to buy one now. I want one in the driveway, just that I've owned one for 6 or 9 months. I had it as a long-termer. I want to buy one. They're so good. Start saving. Right, Rivian are on the way with the R2, Ford, Troll, Tesla, and why there's a shortage of EVs and how long it will continue. Stick around those stories. They're going to be very soon.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And if you heard no adverts there, they're going to be now. We'll start with news of Rivian unveiling the R2. In a letter to shareholders today, Rivian's CEO and founder, RJ Scaringe, highlighting the launch of the R1T, the R1S, and their Amazon van, the EDV. The CEO noting that launching multiple vehicles on two platforms has led to the need to ramp up their supply chains. The company based in Illinois at Normal has a capacity of 150,000 units, but supply chain issues have led to not being able to hit anywhere near that, of course. He also highlighted the launch of their next platform. So we knew it already, but he's got some more details now. The R2, which is the bit we know because the R1T and the R1S are the ones that come first. And the R2 will be the successor. He says, we have focused our roadmap to ensure that the $17 billion of cash we had on our balance sheet as of March can support the 2025 launch and ramp of the R2s. The company has a backlog of more than 90,000 R1 pre-orders. Wow, 90,000 people in line to get an R1. And they're going to be waiting a long, long time. The forums are full of people desperate to get their vehicles. Now let's talk about Ford, who deny they trolled Tesla with this piece of news. But it's a nice bit of trolling. And my friends over at Inside EVs put this story up, and Jim Farley, CEO of Ford, taking to Twitter to reply to Inside EVs to say, not trolling, just helpful. That is because they are, with every Ford F-150 Lightning, going to come with a Tesla adapter. Vista. The pickup truck's NEMA 1450 mobile power cord attachment has a Tesla adapter. Well, they use their own plug, of course, with the included L1430P NEMA adapter. You can even plug the 30-amp hookup to the 240-volt outlet in the pickup bed to charge other EVs. The implication being we're going to give you a Tesla connector so that when you have your Ford F-150 Lightning, you can go and rescue your Tesla friends who have run out of battery power by attaching the power unit to their Pro Power port in the bed. And you put the Tesla adapter onto it, you can charge other Teslas from your Ford F-150 Lightning coming to their rescue, because they're very proud of the fact the Ford F-150 Lightning can output a decent amount of juice. Jim Farley noting it's helpful, but the rest of the internet seeing through that as a low-key sick burn against Tesla, whose cars can't yet operate as a mobile power station, a trick that the Lightning can do. Now, let's talk solid-state battery. A pilot by Solid Power. They're going to end up in Fords and BMWs. The solid-state battery cells have got one step closer, where the Colorado company Solid Power announcing pilot manufacturing. They're going to be installed into test vehicles of BMW and Fords. They're calling it an EV cell pilot line to manufacture sulfide-based cells through a process that is very similar to the current manufacturing of lithium-ion cells. One of the things about solid-state batteries is, and solid-state cell production, is that you don't want to have to create all new gigafactories around the world to make a different type of cell. Their battery cells contain over 50% active silicon in the anodes, providing energy density that's off the scale and longer range, all without the volatility of a liquid electrolyte that's present in lithium-ion cells. The cell pilot line gets running at full capacity, and it will be expected to produce 300 cells a week, so 15,000 cells a year. Again, it's just for test vehicles with BMW and Ford right now, but the process of making them means that those all of those existing gigafactories around the world, if this technology wants to be adopted in a few years by them, they could retool the factory for a sensible cost. Now, electric cars are in short supply, a bit like heat pumps as well. People looking to invest in heat pump technology for their homes, electric vehicles for their driveways, are facing supply shortages of at least 2 years, according to the CEO of one company that would know. Soaring energy prices and public concern about the climate mean that households are looking at things like heat pumps, solar, and electric cars as a route to cutting carbon emissions. And you know, I've talked about it extensively in the last 6 weeks or so. Since our Solar Edge battery arrived, it has changed the way that we run the house. Previously, our house was all overnight, so we had a small 3.7 kilowatt peak PV system. And that was good. And we had it installed in winter as well before Christmas. So it never really worked because the days are so short. And then 6 weeks ago, we had the remaining panels fitted when we could afford them and the Solar Edge battery. And that totally changed how we run the house and charge the car. Because rather than waiting overnight to charge on cheap rate electricity overnight, we do everything during the day. So we now have a 5.6 kilowatt peak system. I think the battery, but we only got a 3.68 kilowatt inverter, but the panels can go directly to the battery. So we doesn't need to go through the inverter to get to the battery. So that's one of the great things about the Solar Edge system, is you can overspec your roof system, save money on the inverter, and it can go all that juice directly to the battery. And it means that we do everything during the day now, because it's summertime as well and the days are longer, but all of our washing and dishwasher and charging the car. You know, at the minute, I'm recording this at 11:34 in the evening, and like, what's on? A couple of servers out here in the studio, some lights. It's just sipping juice, and it will sip juice all night long until the sun comes up about 5 a.m. and then we're off and away again. So it's so true. I would love to add a heat pump to our system ready for winter. Octopus have put us on the list, and I've got the quote through, and I've said yes. So they came around. Octopus Energy spent a day at our house and worked out where the heat pump's going to go. The price is not a special hey, you're a podcaster, you're a friend of Octopus, of which I am, because they sponsor this podcast, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, deal. The price I pay is looked like a pretty genuine, it was 10 grand or so. It was very, very realistic. They weren't giving me discount and wanting sponsorship, etc. And they've just gone quiet. Not because they haven't replied, and they're not ghosting me, but they were like, yep, we'll get back to you when we're ready. It'll be in May, and it wasn't in May. I'm not going to hassle them. We're in no hurry. They must be run off their feet. I don't want to be that guy, but yeah, we were expecting a May install. That came, I think they were here in February or March to measure up and give us the quote, which was, you know, we would love a heat pump in time for winter. I'm not holding my breath. It might be a parts shortage. They might have just decided that our house isn't suitable for the pilot project anymore. But I'll update you when I can on that. But the Danish company Danfoss, which employs 40,000 people worldwide, say that they see another 2 years of supply chain issues for not only heat pumps and air conditioners, but things like electric vehicle components as well. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. What non-car company would make a great electric car? That's your challenge this week. Let me know. I'll read them out on Sunday. What non-car company would make a great electric car? Email me your answers to hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thanks to our premium partners of this show. We can't make it without them. Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge there in Hawaii. Derek Riley is all over the world at the minute reviewing cars for EV Review Ireland. That's his YouTube channel. Lucky boy, going to some great launches recently. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK. emobilitynorway.com. Octopus Electric Juice, making public charging simples with one card, one map and one app. And millbrookcottages.co.uk. A wonderful family-run business. Five-star luxury cottages in Devon. What a treat that would be if you took a holiday there. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.